How do we escape the prison that we live in when it's hard to even perceive? How do we find a door? And if we find a door, how do we gather the courage to step through? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. Hope you're happy. Hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean, and if you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to become a supporter of the show on Patreon. The link is in the description. There's lots of exclusive content there. Please do check it out. If you're interested in one-on-one mindfulness coaching, then please get in touch. With the right guidance, you can develop your practice and use it to transform your life. My email is in the description. Mohini was a white tiger who lived for many years at the Washington DC Zoo. For most of her time there, her home was in the old lion house. It was a 12 by 12 foot cage with iron bars and a cement floor. She spent most of her years pacing back and forth in her tiny home. And eventually the staff there worked hard to create a more natural habitat for her. It had hills, it had trees, it had a pond. Everything a tiger could want. But when they released Mohini into her new home, they were shocked to find that she wasn't exploring it. The tiger immediately backed into a corner of the compound where she lived for the rest of her life. She paced back and forth in that corner until the grass was gone. The bare patch of earth was 12 feet by 12 feet, the same size as her original cage. I've been reading Tara Brach's book, Radical Acceptance, which I very much recommend. And this story of Mohini the tiger is used there to show how we can feel unworthy of our lives. But I also think it illustrates how our past can lock us into patterns we find very difficult to escape from, creating a prison in our mind that we're barely aware of. We often find ourselves trapped by our past traumas, negative self-perceptions, and most of all, the stories we tell ourselves about who we are. These limitations prevent us from experiencing true reality, blinding us to the possibilities that lie just beyond our perception. To start the journey of liberation, we have to first cultivate awareness, the willingness to see our prisons, acknowledge their existence, and actually recognize the role that we play in creating and perpetuating them. By embracing this awareness, we begin to dismantle the walls that confine us, allowing the light of acceptance to illuminate our path. Acceptance doesn't imply resignation or giving up. It's an invitation to be fully present with our current experience, no matter how difficult it might be. And it's through this process of acceptance that we can gain the clarity and the courage to start to make conscious choices, finding the door out of our prison and stepping out of our self-imposed limitations and embracing the freedom that awaits. So how do we see our prison and, more importantly, find the door? In the teachings of Buddhism, we're encouraged to examine the nature of our minds and the patterns of attachment and aversion that keep us trapped. And it's through this exploration that we can find the keys to our freedom. And one fundamental aspect is the recognition that our suffering often arises from our attachment to fixed views of ourself and the world. Releasing our cows, letting go of attachment, is the theme for the podcast this year, and we can become imprisoned by our own perceptions and beliefs, clinging tightly to ideas that limit our potential and obstruct our path to happiness. To see our prison, we have to cultivate mindful awareness, the art of being fully present in the here and now. Mindfulness allows us to observe our thoughts, emotions, and the sensations in non-judgmental awareness. It opens the door to understanding how our mind works, revealing the conditioning and biases that shape our experience. And so when we engage in mindful awareness, we begin to notice the repetitive patterns of thoughts and behaviors that keep us locked in. We may recognize the persistent self-criticisms, the judgment of others, or the stories we tell ourselves, driven by fear that confine us. And this heightened awareness enables us to step back and examine these patterns from a place of compassionate curiosity. And with that understanding, we can start to question the validity of our beliefs. Are these beliefs based on truth? Or are they really only stories that we've woven over time? Are they helping us? Or do they perpetuate our suffering? As we look deeply into the stories we tell ourselves, through those stories to the truth, we gradually loosen the grip of our mental prison. Another powerful tool for seeing our prison is cultivating compassion, both for ourselves and for others. When we approach our limitations and suffering with kindness and understanding, we create space for healing and transformation. By acknowledging our shared human struggles, we recognize that we are not alone in our confinement. Compassion allows us to connect deeply with our own pain and the pain of others, fostering empathy and a sense of interconnectedness. And as we begin to see that prison more clearly, we may notice glimpses of the door, the path to freedom. The door might manifest as a shift in perception. It might be a release of long-held resentments or a deepening sense of acceptance. It may even manifest as fear. Like Mohini, we can be afraid to leave our jail behind. But the door does beckon us to step into a new way of being, a transformation into our true selves, free, calm, joyful, connected. You might describe it as waking up. And this journey is unique for each of us. There's no magic wand or no timeline for liberation. It requires patience, perseverance, and a willingness to face our fears, actually accept our fears. And there will be setbacks, there'll be challenges along the way. But with each step forward, we come closer to the freedom that awaits us. And within the walls of your prison lies the door to liberation, waiting for you to open it. So let's walk together on that journey with a really enjoyable guided meditation from Blooming of a Lotus, which is Thich Nhat Hanh's gathering together of his guided meditations. So if you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, we'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. And we're going to begin, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge in your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to our entire body, noticing where we feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensations of the clothes against your skin and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. shifting your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, listening to it, accepting it, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. Breathing in, I am aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I release the tensions in my body. Aware of body, releasing tensions. Breathing in, I am at home. Breathing out, I feel at ease. At home, at ease. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, no more need to run. Arrived, no need to run. Breathing in, I dwell in the here. Breathing out, I dwell in the now. Here, now. Breathing in, I feel solid. Breathing out, I feel truly free. Solid, free. Breathing in, I have confidence in myself. Breathing out, I take refuge in myself. Confidence in myself, refuge in myself. As we reach the end of the guided meditation, just take a moment to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of discomfort, and take an opportunity to stretch those. Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, I've had a hugely helpful conversation with Tim recently. Thank you, Tim. Tim is one of the patrons of the podcast, and we were talking about how we can share the podcast with more people. And one of the things we talked through is understanding why people listen to it. So I've put together a very short form asking questions on how you found a podcast, what you'd like to hear from it, and actually, if you want to, sharing your story. And it would mean a lot to me if you could follow the link in the description and just fill it out. It literally takes about 3 minutes. So if you could do that, it'd be a great way to help me to share the podcast with other people. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana Willia, and I'll see you next time. Cause I